Well, I think it's a misunderstanding. You know, the media painted this as anti-American, anti-men and women of the military. And that's not the case at all. You know, I realize that men and women of the military go out and sacrifice their lives and put their selves in harm's way for my freedom of speech and my freedoms in this country and my freedom to take a seat or take a knee. So I have the utmost respect for them. And I think what I did was taken out of context and spun a different way.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Welcome back to the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast. Like always, I'm Justin Rogers. And the voice you're hearing right there was that of Colin Kaepernick, which I will get into in just a minute. But first, I wanted to say welcome back and sorry I haven't been able to upload any podcasts lately. I did say in my last one that school was starting, and it's been super hectic for me with class. This is the first day since school started that I've had absolutely nothing to do. I mean, up until then, it's been either in class, doing homework, reading, or work. So it's been super busy for me, at least. And I am happy that I'm getting a chance to podcast today. I don't have anything going on right now, so I thought, what better way to spend my day than being productive and podcasting? Because I was talking in my senior seminar class that my professor was telling us about how if we have something we enjoy, we should try and spend more time doing more of it, because at the end of the day, when we're on our deathbed, we're not gonna sit there and be like, man, I wish I could have played more video games, or man, I wish I could have binge watched more Netflix, and for whatever reason that fired me up and gave me the incentive to upload another podcast. And besides, I have a new mic now. Thankfully, my girlfriend bought me this super awesome new mic. It's called a Blue Snowball Ice Black. It's really cool. It's a matte color, and I'm excited to record with it. I've been waiting to have the opportunity to record a podcast with it, and I just unfortunately have not had the time, so it is nice to be able to use this for once. I tested out the sound quality on it, and to me at least, it sounds a whole lot better than what I have been using. I've been using the plain Apple headphones with the microphone attached, and I just could not stand the sound quality, so it's really nice to have an actual microphone, and I don't have to like hold the microphone up to my mouth so it doesn't like hit against my clothes or something and create the scratchiness. So I'm excited for this, and I'm excited to talk about this really controversial story going along with Colin Kaepernick. Sorry, I blanked out for a second there. I've been wanting to talk about it because virtually everyone else is, and I'm typically a quiet guy on social media. I don't like to get involved in politics and controversial issues because I just like to avoid the argument. And I don't know if that's necessarily right for me, if that's what I should do, but I like to avoid controversy as much as I can. But this situation, I feel like I may anger some people, and I feel like I may hopefully open up the eyes of some people and hopefully get people who support me on this. But I honestly don't feel like Colin Kaepernick is a terrible human being for what he's doing. Is it disrespectful to sit during the national anthem? Yeah. Could he have gone about it a better way? Yeah, probably. There's other ways he could protest. But everyone, we always talk about how important our amendments are and our rights are as citizens, and he's certainly within his realm of the First Amendment, and I understand that there are people who have fought hard and to serve and protect this country, and I have the utmost respect for our military and our military members and those who serve our country. I would personally never sit during the national anthem. I would personally never kneel during the national anthem. I like to pay my respects, and I just like to pay my respects. But I don't think Colin Kaepernick is a terrible person for what he's doing. He wants to bring light to social issues that are going on in our country, because there is oppression in our country towards minorities, and there is, of course, police brutality. And just because I'm saying that, I'm not anti-cop. I'm not anti-white people. No, that's not how it works. Just because you feel there's bad things going on in our country doesn't mean you're anti-American. That's all I'm going to say about that. So basically, I understand where he's coming from. He wants to be a voice for those who don't have one. And he said before, he doesn't necessarily feel oppressed outright because he is extremely privileged and he's fortunate enough to have the lifestyle that he does have. He does have the freedom to play football and make a ton of money, but he wants to provide a voice for those who can't, because you see an average person singing during the national anthem is just kind of like whatever. But if it's a sports star who we do ask time and time again, we wish our sports stars, our athletes and everything to take more of a stand, and then when they do, we ridicule them and call them pieces of shit and so on and so forth. So I don't get it, but I'll save that for a later date. I'll admit, though, I was a little bothered at first with what Colin Kaepernick was doing just because of that military aspect. But then after I heard his press conference after the game, or the next day or whenever he did it, I believe it was after practice, and he opened up to the reporters, he had a really nice 20-minute session with the media, and he was basically saying, like, look, I'm not doing this out of disrespect to those who have served to fight for our country and fight for our freedoms. He says he has the utmost respect for military personnel, and those were not his intentions, and he's saying he's not anti-white or anything. I don't know where that came to be. I don't know why people say he's anti-America. Just because you want to make America a better place and you want to protest what's going on now does not mean you hate America, you hate white people. It's not the case, plain and simple. And Kaepernick has reiterated that several times over the last few days. I also saw that before the game last night in San Diego is Military Appreciation Night, and players were welcome to bring military members to the game to kind of honor them. And so he brought Nate Boyer to the game, a former football player. He's a Green Beret. And they met before the game, and they were talking forever. And if you haven't already, I highly suggest you read Boyer's incredible piece that he wrote about the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, because I think it's really insightful coming from someone who served for our country. It could open up a few eyes. That's all I'm saying. You may have your stance. You may think Kaepernick's a tool. You may think he's a horrible American, which, like I said, I don't think protesting makes you a horrible person. Did he go about it the right way? I don't know, but I think Colin Kaepernick's an intelligent enough of a person to know that if he were to do something like this, it would get talked about, and it certainly has gotten talked about frequently over the past week. This is pretty much the only sports story I see everywhere, so he definitely knows what he's doing. I think he did it at a good time, because you haven't necessarily seen like a huge traumatic event in the last few weeks, so he's just kind of bringing it back up again, I guess you could say. Because when something horrible is not happening, we tend to forget about things and they fall towards the wayside. So by him doing this, it's bringing back up the topic of oppression and racism and all the other social issues that people are facing in our country. So I think he's intelligent enough to know that. But at the same time, it kind of sucks that people are talking more about his actions than the issues he's trying to get across. So in that regard, that's why I hope he does more. And he said after the game that he's going to donate the first $1 million of his salary to organizations he's working with to help those in need, to help children in dangerous areas. And I thought that was really good because it's one thing to just sit during the national anthem and not really do anything, but for him to take it to that next level, that's what I was really waiting for, and I'm sure that's what a lot of people were. And ridiculously enough, I've scrolled down on articles talking about what he's gonna donate, and people are calling him a piece of shit because he's only donating $1 million, and it's just like, I feel like people will find any way they can to hate on someone because they did something they didn't agree with. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. If you donate to someone in need, to an organization that helps those in need, I don't care how much you donate. If you donate even $10, $50, at least you're helping a cause, and at least you're trying to help our country, and at least you're doing something you believe in. And for that, I cannot call anyone a bad person. People are saying because he makes $14 million a year, he should donate more. I mean, $1 million, that's 1/14 of his salary. If you make, let's say, $50,000 a year, are you donating $3,000? That's roughly the equivalent of 1/14 of a $50,000 salary. If you're not, then I don't really think you have a place to talk about it. At least he's doing something he believes in. At least he's trying to help some cause. That's all I got to say about that. And I think that's what more people, what I would like more people to understand. At least he's taking it to the next level. At least he's trying to help people. He's doing more than a lot of other people are doing right now. And so it's a start. And I feel like he is someone that will continue to help those in need if it's something he's truly passionate about, which I feel that he is. He's, if you look at his Twitter, he's all about social activism and social injustices going on in our country. So he's very active in that regard. And I feel like he could be a good ambassador for helping fix those issues. And I think that's what Nate Boyer realized when he talked with Kaepernick, because he had nothing but good things to say about him. In his piece, he went over his pride for the flag since he served for our country. He talked about how he knows how there's racism in our country. Although it's gotten better over the years, he still acknowledges that it exists. And he talked about his pride for the national anthem and how thankful he is that we don't sing the third verse of that song. For those of you who don't know, Francis Scott Key, the one who wrote the national anthem, was a slave owner, and he did not believe in the freedoms for people of color. And the third verse talked about, it said something along the lines, it mentioned slavery. I don't have the words in front of me at this moment, but it's heavily racist, and we don't sing that in our anthem anymore. We only sing the first verse. So he was saying, thankfully, we don't sing that verse. And he also talked about how he was initially angry with Kaepernick for the stance or the seat he was taking, for lack of a better word. But he said he was willing to listen. And then after he was able to listen to Kaepernick, he really opened up. It really opened up his mind, and he really got the message Kaepernick was trying to send, and he really understood what his movement is all about. And he respects what Kaepernick is doing, although he wouldn't do the same. He respects what he's doing and what he plans on doing in the future. So I thought that was really nice. I also thought it was nice that Kaepernick kneeled to honor the veterans instead of sat on a bench like last week. And they didn't show this, but during a timeout, they honored the troops, and Kaepernick was right there standing and clapping the whole time. And even when they played God Bless America, he was standing and clapping and supporting the troops the entire time. And so I don't really think you can use that argument of he's disrespecting the troops, because he said time and time again, those are not, that's not his intentions. You may not agree with his, what he's doing, but I don't think you can label him as a horrible American. At the end of the day, though, people are going to find some reason to hate on someone on views they don't agree with. It doesn't matter if you donate $1 million or you donate none. People are going to find a way to hate on you, because to some people, nothing is good enough in their eyes if you have different viewpoints. And that's unfortunate, but hopefully we as a nation can get past that one day. In other news regarding Kaepernick, that's pretty much all I wanted to say to that particular issue. Is basically, I don't think he's a horrible person. I'm glad that he's taking it to the next step. And just because someone's protesting and disagreeing with your viewpoints does not make them anti-American. It doesn't make them a horrible person. It's well within our rights. So, hats off to Colin Kaepernick for not being a robot and not just going through the motions like he really has in the past, where he's reluctant to talk about anything. He was relatively short at all times with the media. So hats off for him for finally speaking his mind. And I'm interested to see how this will turn out in the future, how, when exactly he will stand again, and how this impacts our country, how many more players start supporting his cause and his fight, his mission. We already saw Eric Reed, safety for the Niners, and Jeremy Lane, a player for the Seahawks, also sit down during the national anthem. So we'll see if it keeps on growing or not. That'll remain to be seen. But anyways, I want to transition from this Kaepernick issue, because it's been talked about a lot. It's been talked about way more than I think anyone anticipated. So I'm going to transition a little bit and actually talk on the Niners side of things. Colin Kaepernick, of course, started at quarterback last night during the game against the Chargers, in which the Niners won 31-21. Blaine Gabbert, who will be most likely the week one starter, he didn't play, so that's why Kaepernick was starting. And he looked good right out of the gate. He had a nice drive where he led them down the field. I think he was like 6 of 8 on that drive, or 4 of 6. It was something like that. And they scored a touchdown. They scored a rushing touchdown. And he looked like a shell of his former self, I guess you could say. He had a couple nice runs. He had 30 yards on the ground. He made some good passes in tight coverage, especially one towards the end zone. I can't remember exactly who the receiver was. I want to say it was Blake Bell, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyways, he made a nice throw where he threw it right between two defenders and hit him perfectly. And we haven't seen much of that from Kaepernick in the last couple of years, so that was a promising sign. They scored on that drive. He ended the day going 11 of 18 for 103 yards, didn't throw a touchdown, didn't throw any interceptions, which I think is the big one, because he's had problems reading defenses in the past, sticking his eyesight too long on a receiver. Basically, he sees his first read and locks in and can't go through his progressions like a normal NFL starter should. So it was nice to see him make some adjustments and put together a solid game. It wasn't great, other than the first drive. It was kind of like, eh, but it wasn't terrible. And I think because of this performance, he will find his way on the 49ers roster come week one of the NFL season. Chip Kelly even said himself that he's one of the two best quarterbacks on the team. So I don't think Colin Kaepernick is going anywhere this season. Again, those are just my personal opinions. Maybe it'll change throughout the season, but at least to start off, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to be one of the two quarterbacks left on the roster. Hell, maybe even they keep three. Maybe even they keep three this year. Christian Ponder, he's done pretty well this preseason, just a couple of games. He went 8 for 14 with 101 yards last night. He came in, not last game, the game before, the second preseason game, and he was like 7 of 8 and threw a touchdown. He looked pretty good. Then again, you got to take into account that the Chargers didn't play really any starters the whole night, so who knows if they were. Would Kaepernick have had the same results? Would he have played as good? That's anyone's guess. It didn't happen, so no one knows. Same with Christian Ponder. Again, he played against third, fourth string defenders. Could he put together a solid effort like he has this preseason against starters? Remains to be seen. He threw an interception in the game before, pretty bad one. But it is good to see them at least thriving in some kind of environment for the moment. Who knows? Maybe Blaine Gabbert, he'll come out, he'll play terribly the first couple weeks of the season, he'll get benched, and then people will be crying for Kaepernick to come in. Or Blaine Gabbert will play great and there won't be a need for another quarterback. Who knows? Maybe Gabbert and Kaepernick will both be terrible and Christian Ponder will end up the starter for the Niners. It's anyone's guess. It's just going to be a bad year for the Niners. In other words, if you're talking about a competition between three QBs, you don't have one. Even if you're talking about a conversation between two competing quarterbacks for a starting spot, you don't even have one good one. In my eyes, and that's my personal opinion, because if you have a true starting quarterback, there shouldn't be no competition. If you have a good quarterback, they should be, without a doubt, the starter. There should be no doubts for the season at all, for that matter. That is not the case for the San Francisco 49ers. They are a team that's young, inexperienced, and flat-out not very good at the moment, although they do have some promising signs, but nothing will come of it this season. They're certainly looking for another high slot in the draft for next season. Another quarterback that got in the game for the Niners was rookie Jeff Driscoll from Louisiana Tech. He went 1 for 4 and threw two interceptions on very bad-looking rookie mistakes. There was one where he had no business throwing the ball. He was out of the pocket running towards the sideline, and he just tried to force it. There's like three defenders in the area, and one of them picked it off, and then another one, he just tried to lob it and threw it right to the defender. So he had a terrible game. Luckily, though, he's not in the mix for a starting spot. He'll most likely be on the practice squad. That's my guess, especially with how Christian Ponder has been performing in the preseason. He'll probably get a third quarterback spot. Chip Kelly has kept three quarterbacks on the roster in the past, so I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps three this year, especially with the uncertainty of the two other quarterbacks on the roster. We will see, though. Some other players who I thought had a good game: Mike Davis, the running back, hit a couple nice runs. There was one in particular where he was stepped dead in his tracks for about a 2 or 3 yard loss, and somehow he managed to fight his way back to the line and ended up getting a 2 or 3 yard gain out of it, which is not a lot, but when you're stopped dead in your tracks like that, it is nice to see players be able to put on some moves and fight their way back, because just a couple yards of a gain could be critical in the NFL. Every yard means something. So being able to transition from a play that may seem lost to a small gain is a huge step. He also had another really nice run where he ran up the middle and was able to break, I want to say, around 2 or 3 tackles and put on some spectacular moves. And I want to say he got like a 10 or 12 yard gain on the play. So that was nice. He could be a surprise pick to make the roster as a third string backup behind Carlos Hyde and Sean Drone. And who knows, he can even take over Sean Drone's spot as the backup running back. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't even make the roster, but I think aside from those two fumbles early on in the preseason, I feel that he's put together some really good games and has earned a spot on this roster. Also, rookie running back from Florida, Kelvin Taylor. He had 9 rushes for 56 yards and a touchdown. I'm thinking maybe he'll be a practice squad player for them because he, like Davis, he's put together a solid preseason. I just don't think there's any room for him on the roster at this moment. Another player who I thought had a fantastic game and has had a really good, surprising preseason overall is Marcus Rush. He's been dominant this preseason on the defensive end, and he could find himself on the roster. He had 2 sacks and an interception in this game, and he total for the preseason, he had 6 sacks, recovered 2 fumbles, and he had an interception, which was the one yesterday. The only problem with it, though, is he's not very good on the run, but he excels in the pass rush. So I think with his pass rushing abilities, he could find himself on the roster. I don't really know what else he could have done to earn a spot on the roster if he hasn't so already. I just think he's had that good of a preseason. Also, Chris Davis, the cornerback, most people probably know of him from his days at Auburn when he was the one who was in the end zone for Alabama's attempted field goal that was short, and he caught it and took it 100-plus yards for a game-winning touchdown against Alabama, and that was one of the craziest plays in college football that I think I've ever seen. He could find his way on the roster because he's put together a good preseason as well. Be interesting to see what happens this upcoming season. I'm not expecting too much with the Niners, but for whatever reason, I'm still excited to see what it is they do. I'm not expecting a lot at all. I would be surprised if they get more than 4 wins this year. That's how bad I think the Niners are going to be, but for whatever reason, I can't wait to watch it. I don't know why. Maybe in like a couple weeks after they start off horrible, I might be over it, but I don't know. I just really like watching football, and I can't wait to see how bad they are. Who knows? Maybe they'll be a little better than we all anticipate. Maybe they'll be even worse than we anticipate, which I don't really see how that could be the case. I mean, unless they lost every game this year or only won 1 game this entire year. But other than that, don't expect the Niners to be any good. But we'll see. I'm interested to see how their game goes against the Rams in week 1. I can't really say that'll say a lot about the season because last year in week 1 they beat the Vikings and everyone was like, oh, maybe they're not going to be as bad as we all thought. And then they were atrocious the rest of the year. Other than that one game, everything last year was pretty bad. And then even when they were bad at being bad because they couldn't secure a top 5 draft pick. It was kind of frustrating. They won games that they probably shouldn't have won, and they ended up with the 7th overall pick or whatever in this year's draft. And they missed out on getting a big quarterback. So we'll see. Maybe they'll be bad enough and get the first pick of the draft next year and draft someone like Deshaun Watson. That'd be pretty cool. I'm hoping they're bad enough so they're able to get a good quarterback. They're able to get Deshaun Watson because, in my opinion, he's an electrifying college football player. And he can run and pass. And he's predicted to be up there as a Heisman finalist. So, I don't know. I'm hoping they're bad enough so they can get him. Or, man, I haven't really been paying much attention to college football at all. I know it's starting up today, I believe. California played against Hawaii last week, but I think for the most part it's been started this week. And I don't really know who the top quarterbacks are. I honestly have not been paying attention to college football at all. So we'll see. I do know Deshaun Watson. That'd be cool if the Niners got him. But knowing the Niners, they will be bad, but not bad enough to get that pick. Or even if they did, I feel like Balky would mess it up because he has a terrible draft history. That's a story for another time, though. I'm interested to see how the game goes against the Rams. Not looking too in-depth at it. If they lose pretty bad, then it's like, all right, well, yeah, we kind of expect that. But if they win, I'm not going to jump out of my seat and be like, oh, wow, they're better than we all thought, because that's not the case. One thing I am disappointed about, though, for that game is Jared Goff isn't going to be the starting quarterback like we all would have wanted. That would have been pretty cool because, I mean, he's from the Bay Area. He grew up in Novato and went to Marin Catholic and went to Cal, and now he's in LA, so that would have been cool for him to kind of have his homecoming in week one. But he's not even listed as the second quarterback on that roster. They have Case Keenum starting, and then they have Sean Mannion. I believe he went to Oregon State. He was a quarterback there. He's the number two quarterback, and Jared Goff is listed number three, which honestly, I could have seen Goff being the number two, not getting the starting nod week one. Okay, that's cool. Like, they want him to develop, but to fall behind Case Keenum and Sean Mannion, that's not very good. And Goff, he didn't have an impressive preseason at all. I think he went 22 of 49 and threw like one or two touchdowns and threw two or three interceptions, something around there. So he didn't even complete 50% of his passes. And you could tell he's still been learning, trying to transition from college to the NFL. So you could tell he was still doing that. And yeah, it'll be remain to be seen when Jared Goff will get into an NFL game. Maybe, who knows, maybe something will happen and for some reason he'll get thrown in there week one. Maybe he'll start a game later on in the year. Who knows? It's anyone's guess. Regardless of this game, though, I feel like neither of these teams are going to win the NFC West. I feel like the Rams will be better than the Niners, but I don't think they'll be good, that good by any means. Maybe average at best, maybe 6-10, 7-9, maybe. Probably 7-9. 7-9 is such a Jeff Fisher record. Like, whenever I think of Jeff Fisher, I think 7-9. And I think that's an ongoing joke, if I'm not mistaken. I've heard that somewhere, that there's like this joke going around that like Jeff Fisher is known for going 7-9. So if I have to pick for the Rams what their record will be this year, I'm going at best 7-9. I honestly haven't even looked to see how their roster is. I'm just going off realistically what I see with the other teams in the division. I could see it being neck and neck between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. I think right now I give my advantage to the Cardinals. Just because I like their roster, I think they have a phenomenal defense with Patrick Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu. And then on the offensive side, Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer, he's always been solid. David Johnson as a running back, and Chris Johnson as well. So, and I believe they added Chandler Jones on the defensive end. So I really think the Cardinals have a legitimate shot at being a contender this year. That's not counting out the Seahawks. The Seahawks will be right there with them, and I think it'll be neck and neck between those two teams the whole way. I think I'm actually looking forward to those matchups. I wouldn't mind watching them because I think it's going to be a dogfight. And it's a two-team race in the NFC West. And I'm taking advantage Cardinals for now. Well, I'm running out of time here today on this edition of the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and call it a day. I have stuff going on today. I have quite a bit to do now, so I'm sorry for those of you who listen and appreciate my baseball talk. I do not really have enough time to go in depth at in baseball, other than the Giants are struggling offensively. For all you Giants fans, it's clear as day. This team is obviously not the same team that they were in the first half. They can't get any key hits. Their bullpen cannot sustain a lead. Their 4 and 5 starters are not doing very great. Samardzija, he had a couple good outings, but he did not really pitch that great yesterday. Oh, well, I mean, aside from the first inning, he pitched all right, but I don't get what Bochy was doing, bringing Guerin in the 8th inning. He's been absolutely horrible since coming back from the DL, and there's no reason he should have been in the situation he was in with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th and the bases loaded. Very questionable move by Bochy. I don't know why Romo wasn't in there. Maybe because he got used the other night. I don't know. I can't justify it. And today, of course, couldn't get the bats rolling. They didn't get a hit until like the 6th or 7th inning when Hunter Pence hit the home run. So they're just not getting any key hits. When they do get hits, they spread them out, and they're horrible hitting with runners in scoring position. We've all been waiting for them to kind of get through this slump that they've been in, and every time it seems like they're about to get out of it, they fall right back in it. Baseball's a long season, though. The long season is coming to an end, however, so if they still think they're contenders, they're going to have to put together a big run really soon, because time is running out. It's September. No excuses for not scoring runs if you're a contending team. So as of now, they're still in the playoff race. They'll remain in the playoff race, thankfully, to their ridiculously hot start to the season. But if they're going to want to find themselves in the World Series again in this even year, they're going to have to put things together really quick and start going on a hot streak. That's all I have for this edition of the Justin Rogers Sports Podcast. I know it may have seemed controversial, just to kind of reiterate my thoughts. I do not have a problem with Colin Kaepernick standing up for, or sitting down for that matter, for what he believes is right. I'm glad he's taking things to the next level, because sitting and protesting, there's only so much of a difference that can make. I like that he's going to be donating money to help his cause, because I don't think he's a terrible American by any means for what he's doing. I think he's a good American. He's a great citizen. And I hope that more people can get behind, I wouldn't say get behind sitting for the national anthem, but get behind social activism and helping those in need if they so feel inclined. To reiterate my thoughts about the 49ers in general, I do not believe they're going to be good this year by any means, but for whatever reason, as a football fan, I'm still interested. I'm intrigued to see how bad the season will be, or if anyone on the roster will turn any heads, because even though a team may be terrible, there could be some bright spots, and that's always something to look forward to, is if there's any bright spots, because then it shows potential. It shows that the Niners can get out of this rut that they're in and one day be a good football team. As for the Giants, I briefly talked about them. They need to get it together fast, because as of right now, it seems like their season is just crumbling, and that's about it. That's all I really have time for. Thank you for listening to me rant about these issues and these topics. I'm going to try and get another podcast in within the next week or two. Cole and I are going to be starting our show pretty soon. He talked to our Sonoma State radio professor, and he said again that once they finish finalizing the schedule for the class, he'll let us know and we can pick a time slot that works for us to have our show. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to be recording and uploading those shows onto my podcast site, just so you guys can kind of hear a different side of sports talk, including me, more conversation-based, and quite frankly, I would say more entertaining. Anyways, thank you all for listening, like always. I can't thank you enough. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry if it was a little too touchy, too controversial, but I just wanted to get some things off my chest and tell everyone kind of how I feel about this situation, because I'm more of a introverted person, and I don't really speak on issues like this too often, and I didn't want to go too far in depth into my thoughts and my beliefs, and I didn't want to spark any more controversy. I just wanted to say how I felt about this situation in particular. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've had a good start to your semester, or you've just had a good week or two since I've last podcasted. I hope you continue to have good times, and I will talk to you again as soon as I can. Not quite sure when that'll be, but whenever I have time, I promise I will record as soon as I get the chance, because I enjoy doing this, like I've said many times, and I really enjoy this new microphone. I think the sound quality is a lot better, and I don't know. I just really like this microphone, and I think it's fun, and I'm glad I finally had the time to use it in depth. All right. Thank you all for listening, and I'll be back as soon as I can. Thank you.